everybody. Welcome to the Digital High Podcast. This is Donna, and with me, as always, is my co-host Vince, the editor-in-chief with entertainmentviews.com. Hey, Vince.
Hello.
And joining us again this week, he joined us last week for the BioShock Infinite spoiler cast, is Marquise. He's a community manager with Entertainment Views. Hey, Marquise.
Greetings.
How are you guys?
Is Marquise a community manager?
I'll take it.
He just changed his job title.
Oh, you too? I thought it was.
Marquise is the mobile department lead. But you can keep going.
Really? Yeah.
Yes.
Oh. No, well, let me redo that then. No, I thought you... Why did I think you were a community manager? Probably because you're on the social media a lot, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, so mobile department lead. Okay, I'll start
you
over.
You gotta keep going.
No, I'll start over. Besides, someone had to open and slam their door. Okay. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Digital High Podcast. This is Donna, community manager with entertainmentviews.com. And with me, as always, is my co-host, Vince, the editor-in-chief with Entertainment Views. Hey, Vince.
Hello.
And also with us, again, this week is Marquise, the mobile department lead. How are you, Marquise?
I'm great.
Great. I'm glad you're joining us again this week. You came to us last week with the BioShock Infinite spoiler cast, and
it was fun.
Yeah, it was. It's fun talking about a game right after it comes out and just warning everybody ahead of time instead of having to be really careful. All right, so let's get into some stuff. Well, first of all, did you do anything exciting, Vince?
No, I didn't. I wouldn't say playing Defiance was super exciting, and non-gaming wise, I didn't do anything that much this week.
How about you, Marquise? Anything
about? Not really. I played a ton of mobile games. A couple. One is called Badland, Meltdown, Year Walk, which I did a review on, which is on the site right now. Other than that, I just chilled.
Cool. Well, let's just get into the game stuff then, because all I did this week was be sick and do taxes.
Sounds fun.
Double fun.
It was a great time. I wish I could relive that. All right. So, okay, Vince, why don't you go ahead and tell us what you played first?
Okay. To get a quick thing out of the way, I did hop on the Injustice demo, since I'm kind of excited for the game. Marquise, I know you said you were excited before too.
Yeah, super do.
Yeah, I mean, obviously the demo was pretty limited. It was the only choices were what, Batman, Wonder Woman, and Lex Luthor. So you choose between those three, and then you follow like the traditional, like just a traditional fighting ladder, Mortal Kombat ladder that we're all used to. And then you fight, Doomsday last. So, I mean, the demo's pretty fun. I am curious, and Marquise, I know you know the answer. Maybe you can explain it. How exactly can Batman fight Wonder Woman since he has no superpowers and she's super strong?
You put me on the spot. Okay, well, I'm going to preface it by saying I have not read the comics. I've heard a lot from other sources, but in a nutshell, basically, Superman is attempting to save Lois Lane, and she gets killed. And he goes berserk, and he says, I'm no longer allowing humans to make choices that end up leading in destruction. I'm going to basically be the overlord now of Earth. And he becomes like this tyrant, and all the human characters like Batman and any other person in the DC universe that doesn't actually have a special ability kind of rise up against him.
Really?
And there's some other like mystical aspect of it that gives them powers. I don't know exactly because I haven't read the comic again, but it, in a nutshell, it's humans basically versus anyone with superpowers. And they're all on this like even playing field.
Huh.
That's cool. I mean, I like the idea of Superman being the bad guy, kind of.
Bad dude.
Yeah.
Yep, the only way he'll be interesting ever.
And Lex Luthor. Oh, wow.
I mean, I like Superman Red Son. But even though he wasn't the bad guy in that. But he was kind of gray in that.
Right.
So how does Lex Luthor play into this then? Is he like a good guy now, or?
He's a dog now.
Sorry? He's in the other room too.
But I know, that sounds like a dope character to have, Lex.
What, dog Lex Luthor?
Yeah.
I mean, he's basically Iron Man, Lex Luthor, and this game and the other DC Mortal Kombat game.
Okay.
Right, but
and in the demo, they let you play the entire, like, an entire, like, playthrough? Like, all the way to the last person, do you get to see, like, an ending or any type of, like...
No, it was just a ladder of those of the playable characters, of those three playable characters plus Doomsday at the end.
So once you beat Doomsday, nothing happens after that. It's just thanks for playing.
Yeah, it's just return to the main menu type thing.
Interesting. Does it play like DC Universe versus Mortal Kombat like that?
Yeah, it's pretty similar to that. Yeah, I mean, I would say actually that felt like it might have been more complex than this. This felt very simple, very straightforward with the whole, I'm not sure if that game had it, but this one has like the whole DOA multiple tier levels type thing. Do you remember if the Mortal Kombat versus DC had that?
No, I don't think it had.
Okay.
That.
But yeah, I mean it feels like that basically, but with no Mortal Kombat characters and a bit more straightforward.
Is it as violent as Mortal Kombat is?
No.
Typically?
No. Definitely no one got their head cut off or anything like that. I mean, it is over the top. Like, I was Batman fighting Doomsday, and his special attack was, like, he basically threw me on the ground and started punching me. He punched me through the core of the Earth to outer space, then, like, made a U-turn, and we ended up back where we started. And it zooms out, like... Azura's Wrath type style. Like it only lasts like less than 10 seconds, but it's like they have over the top stuff like that.
That's dope. So there's like no blood splatter at all or anything like that?
Not that I can think of right now. I know like towards the end of the match they were like cut up and bruised and stuff, I don't remember like a lot of blood or gore going on.
Do you play fighting games at all, Donna? No.
I haven't in years. I did play Mortal Kombat like a million years ago, and I used to play DOA, but it's been a long time, a really long time.
Okay.
I get tired. My fingers get tired.
Your little girly fingers.
I know. They do, though. They get tired.
Mm-hmm.
So no, I don't play. I don't really play them much.
Yeah, a lot of those fighting games require some fast twitch muscles. Did you feel like that was necessary when you played the demo?
No, I mean, I did. I played it the first round as Batman on normal, and then I was Wonder Woman on hard, and it never really felt all that challenging. I just really don't think I'm really worried about right now is that they maybe made it too mainstream or like too simple. But I mean, I did have fun with it. I did, from the demo, I didn't have any like complaints or anything. The only thing that kind of bothered me is that this isn't exactly the best looking game. Is
really?
Yeah, I don't like the look of it. I mean that technically and the artistic look of it, because it has that very much Unreal Engine type look to it, and especially with the women. Like, there's only one woman in this, and there's other women in the full game, but one woman looks like a man in this. Like she looks like a straight tranny. Like, is she?
Really?
Yeah, like
just the jaw structure is just too strong.
Yeah, the jaw structure, the shoulders, just the you know overall figure. Like they, I don't know. And then with Batman, he looks straight from like the Dark Knight Nolan Batman, which is weird to see him, you know, fighting with the, you know, the magical stuff and aliens and all this other stuff. So I mean, just from an artistic standpoint, I'm not really feeling the game that much, but it didn't look horrible.
It looked like it runs like so smooth, like at least in like the gameplay, like videos I've seen, like so smooth and fluid. And I was like, I don't even understand how you're gonna be able to fight without this like feeling like a bunch of just quick time events, like because everything is interacting with the environment and then back with the player. like, how does that play out? Is it just, like you said, DOA, like, just a whole bunch of countering, or just how do you initiate those moments?
You have to be near something. Like, one time I was near, like, an explosive truck, and then I think it was Wonder Woman threw me into it as Batman, and then he basically exploded from the truck, bounced off a building, bounced off another building, and landed on a rooftop. Then we started fighting on the rooftop. Are you gonna pick something up and throw it? And I mean, it's not super interactive, but I mean, it's enough there to change the balance of things. Cause like one time I was winning, then she picked up like the rooftop fan things and threw it at me, and then she kind of caught up with me, and I barely won. But it's not. Mm. I mean, is it what you would expect? Because like Mortal Kombat had weapons and all this other stuff too, so it's not anything like super new.
Okay. Interesting.
And you're playing this like day one? Like when it comes out?
Wait,
you're playing this day one, like when it comes out?
Sure. Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
And
for
Donna, sure. Do you care at all or no?
Not really.
Because you're not into DCR fighting games, right?
Right.
What if it was Marvel though? Or would that change anything?
Nah, it's the fighting game thing.
Oh, okay.
I just don't really play fighting games. I get kind of tired of them. So I just skip them.
Mm-hmm. But
it's definitely a niche clap crowd.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, I kind of go in and out. It's just if it's a good fighter, I can stick with it. Like MK9 kind of like just blew me away. And just like the amount of content in that and stuff. And I liked DC versus Mortal Kombat too, but
they're dope.
Yeah. I mean, the other game I played definitely was not a fighter. Donna, do you guys know anything about Defiance? I'm curious how it is from like the outside looking in for this game.
I don't know much except for who makes it, and that I guess there were some issues on day one that were fixed pretty quickly, and that people are quite happy that they reacted as quickly as they did to the problems that were in place. But that's all I really know. I don't really know much about what the game's about, because there's a movie or a TV show.
Yeah, right? there's a sci-fi show coming on this Monday. That's supposed to be like the same universe and stuff.
Yeah, I knew that too, but that's it.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Marquise?
I knew I wanted to play it. I knew I wanted to play it.
Uh-huh.
It looked interesting. It looked cool. Just from the gameplay that I had seen up until this point, that MMO experience on a console looked awesome, and the way they were going to execute it, I didn't know how it was going to be done because it is still a console.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to play it. Should I play it?
I don't know. Should you play it? it's a very mixed bag. It's some stuff I like a lot, and some fundamental problems that who knows, maybe they can fix down the line. Basically, if I had to just say the basic concept of it is somewhat like what Saints Row meets Red Faction in an open world setting with a lot of people on the map.
Okay.
So I mean, it's a third person shooter. It's an MMO as far as like it's hub towns, and you can go there and you can shop and sell stuff, and you see a whole bunch of people standing around in these towns, and then in between you're doing quests. And I don't like the weird part is for MMO, like at least the MMOs I see, they're usually like point and click, or they usually have, you know, some other type of, from my perspective, bad gameplay. But like this actually plays like a shooter. Like this plays like how like Saints Row 1 played, or how Mass Effect 1 played. I wouldn't say it's as good as the later versions of those games. I wouldn't say it's as good as Mass Effect 3 or Saints Row 3. But as far as the first iteration of those games, I think it plays, you know, just as well as those, even though it's an MMO, which is something I've never really seen before. So that from that perspective is interesting. But where it lets me down is more of the universe and more of the mission design. Because I'm kind of surprised this even has a TV show, because it has no personality, like, whatsoever. Wow. Yeah, it's basically like you just going around on your vehicle in this barren world. It's supposed to be San Francisco after being, like, terraformed and having all this radiation and all this other stuff introduced to it. But you're basically going around this barren world, going to different objectives, and the mission design is always kill everything in this area or kill everything in this area while hacking something, or kill everything in this area while, you know, put in some other variant there. And that's basically, like, the whole game, and you level up, you have different, it has other, like, RPG stuff to it, as far, it has perks, it has some loot, and definitely not as good as, like, Borderlands or something, but it definitely has a loot system to it. I mean, it has the fundamentals there, because, like, the gameplay is fun, but it's just being so bland, like, story-wise and voice acting-wise and all this other stuff. I'm glad I rented it and played it. I'm not sure if I want to spend $60 on it.
I see.
Well, like, with MMOs like that, like, if you have, like, a good community, like, those things can be forgiven. Like, did you find yourself, like, playing with a whole lot of other people? Are they, like, already there? Or do you need to start your own match and then go out and quest with those people?
It was kind of both. I played with friends a little bit. I had, like, three or four guys who got the game, too, even though most of my friends were still playing, like, Black Ops or Mass Effect 3 or something else online. I did have a few people playing this, and I played with them sometimes. Actually, last night, because sometimes you might just be driving past something, and then your ego, which is, like, basically your version of Cortana, and this, I forgot what ego stands for. It's kind of like ED, like, their names are abbreviations for, like, longer words. But basically, she'll say something like, you need to go over here and do this if you want to. It's, like, a very optional side quest. And I went over there, and there's a whole bunch of, like, these bugs. They're basically, like, ant lions from Half-Life. And this other guy was over there, and we basically, you know, just worked together, took him out. And then since he was good, he sent me a friend request. And the next thing, like, we were grouping together doing other stuff. And sometimes you might be driving along, you see someone getting jumped by mutants, and most people drive by. Sometimes I get off and help them, you know, shoot the mutants and stuff like that.
This sounds fun.
Yeah, like I said, it definitely has potential. It almost feels like this is a launch title for the 360, as far as, like, the level design and the mission design and stuff like that.
Oh boy.
It's not, I mean, technically it doesn't look bad. It just feels empty. It just feels barren. It feels very, like, it feels very much you have to go to this area to do something, and in between, not much is going to happen. And even just the way I just explained the enemy types is something that, you know, bothers me, cause, and it goes back to it having no personality, because the enemies are basically bugs, which are antlions from Half-Life. They're mutants, which are kind of like mutants from Fallout, but I actually feel more like zombies with guns, kind of. They're bandits from Fallout. It's just like nothing in this is unique. I'm 6-7 hours into it, so there's still stuff I haven't seen. But you would think that, like, this is a very alien-driven game, since the TV show seems very alien-driven. But I've, like, barely seen any aliens in this.
Interesting. I've considered playing this, actually.
Yeah, and I would say, like, grouping up with friends, like, I'm sure this game would be, like, 3-4 times better than if someone was alone. Because I did play some of it alone before I had some friends that got it, or before I bumped into people who didn't seem like assholes who didn't. I mean, you really can't grief each other. It's just more, like, people just walking by without doing anything. Like, what's the point of playing MMOs if you're just going to ignore every other player?
Right.
It's like going to a strip club. Like, nope, I'm not looking at the naked chicks. I'm here for the hot wings. Like, no. No. Like, if I see someone and, like, they're fighting something, like, I might want to, you know, hop in and help them, or, you know, do whatever. Because that's, you know, it's just part of the MMO experience. I mean, I would just say it's definitely worth playing. I think if they continue to support it, like, 2 to 3 months from now, this could be, like, really... it could be really exciting, or, like, if they change up the mission design. There's nothing broken here that couldn't be fixed if they listen to the community about the right things.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah. It's a weird time for an MMO to be coming out, right? Considering, like, new consoles are going to be out.
Yeah, that is
in less than 6 months. Weird. Like, yeah. It's strange. But I'll try it. I'm going to play it still.
Yeah. I mean, if you play play on 360, I'll play with you. At least until Injustice is out, I'll play this. I'm not sure about afterwards, but until then, I'll play this.
And what else did you play?
That's it for me.
That's it. Okay, well, I'm going to jump in real quick and talk about what I played very briefly, because I know Marquise said that he played it as well, but he's much further into it than I am. But I started, finally, Tomb Raider. I'm not all that far in, and it's fine. It's just that, is it always this quick timey?
No.
Yes.
No, okay. <it's> not.
All right, then. I am so much clearer on it now.
Don't believe who you will, okay?
The duality of Earth. There you go.
Because it seems very quick timing to me. And I think that in some cases that works, but in other cases it doesn't. And I'm not sure if I'm going to love it in this, but I'm not giving up. I don't dislike it.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like it might get to be a bit daunting after a while.
I would say until she gets, like, her first kill, like, a little bit after that, that's not really until when the game opens up. I think it's way more cinematic, almost in a bad way sometimes, but I think it's way more cinematic and way more quick-timey and stuff until she starts to become... as the game says, a survivor. Even though I'm not sure. This makes me think of the Destiny Child song from a while ago, but I'm not sure why. I'm not sure why they would go with survivor, but yeah, until she starts to become a survivor, it's pretty closed.
I see. Okay. And Marquise, what about you? Say that you think it stays quick timey.
It's a weird feeling. Like the game looks really cool. It looks amazing. But it's just like, I feel like you're always in this weird corridor, even though you have like these other locations that you can, I'm not sure how far you are again, but like you can fast travel to. But I never feel like I can really just, I'm gonna go climb up that mountain or up that ridge or up that rock formation.
I see.
There's like no, it feels like everything is really like you have these two choices and that's it. And then you're gonna play for about 10 to 15 minutes and you're gonna watch a good interaction, but it's going to be a video. Like, you're going to watch some type of sequence unfold, and you're not really going to interact with it much.
Ah, okay.
And then on top of that, then you have more quick time. So it's like the gameplay feels like really minimal, which, I mean, that's fine if that's how they want to design their game. I just don't feel like, I don't feel engaged with it enough to want to continue, or like I'm doing enough myself.
I see. Okay.
I want to know a game where Keith played, because I didn't play that game.
Oh my goodness! Here we go.
To me, is almost, and I think I said it on podcast, like it's better than Uncharted 1, but it's definitely nowhere near as good as Uncharted 2. And they play pretty similar. There's climbing, there's shooting. There's not that much quick time events. This is, God of War has more quick time events than this game, and God of War doesn't have a ton of like overbearance of quick time events.
Well, that's fair. Well, maybe then what I'm saying is, like, I don't, not maybe a plethora of, like, quick time, but I just feel like I'm not really doing much myself. And for the brief moments when you are fighting and engaging, like, it's cool. I feel like the AI is kind of stupid a little bit. They don't really do much but charge you, that or sit back and cover. That's really it.
Huh.
I thought
they were pretty good. I thought they throw grenades. They don't do anything spectacular. They're not, like, it's not as good as something like Fear or Halo AI, but it's yeah, I thought they got the job done. It's better than BioShock AI.
Yes, yeah, that's true. It's just it's not interesting at a certain point. Like, and I'm sure maybe if I were to just power through and keep playing, like I'd get back into it again. Like, I like the way the game started. But then somewhere in the middle, I'm just like, I'm bored. Like, this is not fun anymore. I have no interest in playing anymore.
Oh God, whatever. Jesus.
I know, man. Don't tell my wife.
He's projecting is what he's doing. He's projecting. Yeah. Don't listen to Vince.
Keep playing, Donna. Tell me if I'm wrong, please.
I will keep playing. But I just got the bow and arrow, so that tells you how early on.
Yeah, you haven't done anything yet. Like, yeah. And it opens up a lot too, I think. Like there's a lot of good set pieces, and you get like a rope arrow and you're like zip lining across, and they do a good job of mixing up the game functions as far as like climbing with your climbing axe and jump roping and zip lining and using your different weapons with different enemies. Like I think later on in the middle, especially after like the middle of the game, it does a good job of mixing stuff up.
I see. Okay. Well, I will continue to try. I just felt like, wow, I'm doing a quick time again. So, and I mean, I know that's weird coming from somebody who loved Heavy Rain, but Heavy Rain it never pretended to be an action game. So right, I guess right. I just didn't, yeah, I was just a little surprised by it. But it's not that I don't like it. I just, it's not quite what I expected either. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
But I'll continue playing it this week. I have the time now, you know, that taxes are done and I can focus on it soon.
Are you play Defiance with me?
Let me ask you. Right.
I have to rent it. I wonder if it's in a red box. Because I'm not going to probably buy it at this stage.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to say, I had like a morbid curiosity just to see like what death animations were in that game. So like there were parts like I would pass and then like load my last checkpoint and just to see what happens. And they are awful.
Those are gross.
Oh, and Tomb Raider?
Yeah.
They're awful.
Huh.
Yeah. Okay. There's some pretty horrible. I think the worst one I saw, I forgot. I think I fell off or something. And then there's like this 15-foot pipe and it went like through her head, like through her eye.
Wow.
Like,
it's
stuff that horror games do, like Resident Evil and Dead Space. But this isn't a horror game. Why the hell is this in the game? Like, it's really weird.
Shocked.
It's awful. As I laugh about it.
Yeah.
As he laughs.
That's one of the few good parts about Resident Evil 6. Well, they had some good. They did a few good ones. I remember one, I think a monster, I forgot what happened exactly, but I think a monster ate me whole in co-op, and then it became pregnant, and then it like popped out my character or something like that. And yeah, it's like horror games have been doing this, but it's just weird for it to be an action game.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, Dead Space does a lot of that too. Yeah. And their shits are just ridiculous. Yeah. But interesting.
Yes. All right.
Yeah, Laura gets it bad. She gets it bad.
Okay. Well, I will make sure I pay extra attention to the deaths that happen. But anyway, so what else did you play, Marquise? Go ahead. That's all I had to say. So go on with everything you've played because it sounds like you played a lot.
It felt like a lot. I played some iOS games, Night Sky, which is kind of like a platformer. You play like this kind of sphere or marble, if you will, and you just kind of roll across the world. Another one called Badland, which is kind of the same thing. You play like a Furby looking kind of creature that expands and gets smaller. It's kind of wacko, but the art design in both those games are cool. And then I replayed Year Walk by developer Simogo, which is just fucking awesome. The game is ridiculous. You play as this protagonist that goes on this kind of like self pilgrimage in the woods off by yourself called a Year Walk, and it's only done at a certain point in the year, after New Year's, and in order to gain some like spiritual awakening or like some enlightenment, if you will, you go out into the wilderness and you're by yourself with all of these like mystical creatures, but they're fucking creepy as hell. The atmosphere is haunting. That's the only way you can describe it, because like it's based in rural Sweden, so it already has this form.
That already sounds scary.
It's so weird, right? It's so weird, and like it's great. It's great. The storytelling. The game should only take somebody maybe 2.5 hours to finish. Uh-huh. But you have like a second component to the actual app, which is called the companion app. And in the companion app, it outlines all the creatures that you'll encounter and what you may or may not need to do to pacify them so that you can proceed on in the game.
And is it like a necessity to have that companion app or just recommended?
I would say it's recommended. You could potentially play the game without getting that app, uh-huh, and you'll be fine. You'll get through the game. However, we already had this one spoiler cast, so I'm not going to say much more, but if you really, really want to know more about the game, you really need to download that additional app, because the game does something that most, like, just game apps in general, I don't think have thought of, and it's like, hey, let's just expand it by you having this additional app, and they'll tie in together through your own, you know, intuition, and it's good. It's really good.
What's the gameplay, though? Is it puzzle or platforming?
It's a puzzler. You're just swiping up, down, left, and right. That's it. And it feels like you're just moving through this like storyboard. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But as you move through the game and you learn certain clues and cues for your next encounter with some type of apparition or creature, the things that you learn, you may have to write them down. So there's another component of it, of like, hey, I may need to take a note down here just on a piece of paper so I can remember this later. And it keeps you engaged. It keeps you wanting to learn more about the world. And there are, like I said, it's very eerie. There are parts in the game where you'll just hear voices. And I play with headphones on always on these iOS games, just so you can get that full experience. And like, you feel like someone is watching you constantly. It's fucking creepy. Mm-hmm. But you should play it. If you have any interest in like iOS games or like something that is really different and will get you thinking a couple of days later after you play it, play it.
So is this iOS only or is it Android too?
It's iOS only.
Boo. They should put it on a real device. Jeez.
Oh,
here you go. Yeah.
How much is it?
It is $3.99.
Just curious, people.
It's worth it. That. Yeah, it's really,
it's
really.
$3.99 for how much gameplay time though?
Well, it should take someone maybe 2-2.5 hours.
Okay.
Now that's like if you read the companion. If you don't read it, it may take you maybe 6 hours. So, it all depends on like how far down the rabbit hole you want to go.
I see. And now, how about the companion app? Is that like? Does that cost something too, or
no? The companion app is actually free.
Okay.
And that's how I actually got introduced to the game, because I was just looking through the app store and I came across and I was like, "What the hell is this?" And I read it and I was like, "That's pretty cool."
So wait,
search the game title and then I was.
Were you searching for the word companion?
Now that's funny. You're gonna get me. No, I was.
That means fuck you, Vince.
No, I was just looking through that, like just the game titles in general, just looking through the game section. And like, this was like one of the first ones. And I was like, okay, let me look at this. Read it. And I was like, okay, let me download the game. And it totally helps.
Okay.
I would say you need it, but I mean, if you don't want to, you don't have to.
Right.
But you should.
Okay. Curious, because I just don't know.
I don't have the option to play it since I don't have any Apple stuff.
I have an iPad, so I could do it.
I wish I had an iPad when I played. I played it on my iPhone, and it totally worked. But, you know, a larger screen gives you a little more sense of fear, maybe. You know, can't really be scared of something that I'm clutching in my hand. I have paws, so.
Okay, and is there anything else, or...?
Nope, that's it. A lot of Halo Wars.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Wait, did you say Halo Wars?
Yeah.
Really?
I did. I'm ashamed, yes. I'm like one of the last, like, 4,000 people on Earth playing that game.
I actually have that game. I think, really? I still have that game somewhere. Maybe it ran away, but I used to have Halo Wars.
Interesting.
Did they ever do anything with it? Did they ever do DLC or anything?
They had one DLC pack for it. Just
was
one.
It free?
And it came with like... No.
Okay, it doesn't count.
No. Microsoft, that's true.
But it's Halo Wars. They should be grasping on any people they can get with Halo Wars.
I know, but it's just, man, that game for some reason or another like is the most played game I've had.
Wow. Actually, I do have Halo Wars. I see it right now. I still have it.
Yikes! Dude. Yeah, it's just I love it. I love it. I can't help it. For what it is, it does it perfectly. Like there's nothing else. It's not a lot of depth to it. Anyone can play it. It's fun.
I think that's a good bad game.
That's fair.
A good bad
game. Yeah.
It's fair.
Alright, then.
I have an affinity for it. What can I say?
Well, Donna, did you play it at all? Because I know you like Halo Wars, but I mean you like Halo, RTS. But not RTS.
Exactly. So no, I didn't play it. It's the only Halo game I haven't played. Oh,
you're not a real fan.
I guess not. Apparently, I am not a real fan.
Best-selling RTS of all time on the 360.
Really?
If that means anything. Yeah.
I still would have thought maybe Command & Conquer or something would have been top.
Nope, Halo.
Yeah. Me too, actually.
Yep.
That's it. Okay, so we don't have a whole lot of news, but let's dig in. We got a couple of trailers. The Knife of Dunwall DLC for Dishonored now has a trailer for anybody who was into Dishonored. I did not play it. I have it. One day I will play it, but did you guys play it? I know, Vince, you played it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I played it. I beat it a while ago.
Yeah.
I didn't play it. I wish I did, though.
And so what are your thoughts on seeing this trailer, because it really doesn't mean anything to me because I have no context.
I mean, it looks like you're playing as the guy who was like the lead. I forgot what their name was. Maybe they were just assassins, or I called them the teleporting ninjas in my mind. I forgot what their actual name was. But yeah, I mean, he was an okay character. It seemed like you're playing as him in the in-between time between like Corvo being framed and taken over and avenging the Empress and stuff. I didn't like the game that much. It was another one of those like a good first try. I'd like to see a sequel type game, like how I was with Borderlands and kind of towards Tomb Raider. But I thought it was a good trailer.
Okay. I didn't know. I can't. Like I said, what can I say about it except, oh, yeah, it's a trailer.
I will say that trailer, like, made me kind of interested to actually try it out. Like, just the blink ability, like, that shit looked fun. It looked cool.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like that game, like, it got reviewed and you know, hailed for its, you know, level design and its look, but, like, no one seems to like playing it.
I mean, it's basically a BioShock Assassin's Creed hybrid without either of their personalities.
Okay.
Is that because of the main character or just the story?
I mean, it's just very bland. For the main, I think the main character didn't even talk, which is always a bad choice in my mind, unless you're Half-Life.
Right.
Yeah, and like the world was kind of interesting, but it was like very teased. It was like this weird European. In an almost, not really, but almost steampunk type world with some gothic mixed in. It definitely had the potential to be interesting and everything. The gameplay was kind of there, but it felt empty to me.
Well, I don't like empty.
Yeah, I mean, if you can rent it, I would rent it. Or it says, Donna, you have it for some reason and haven't played it. Maybe you should play it.
Well, my husband bought it.
Oh, okay. Did he play it?
He played it. He lost interest. But, you know, my husband's, like, very picky.
Yeah.
So, but he lost interest in it. But, you know, I figure I'll pick it up at one point and give it a try just because I should, because it's a video game and I like them and it's here. But, Yeah, I didn't. I just haven't had a chance to yet.
Have you played Dishonored before you played Mass Effect 3?
I'm not going. I was just gonna say I'll play Mass Effect 3 before I play that, because I know I promised you I would.
Yeah, but you're never gonna do it.
I will do it. I might do it on my deathbed.
Nice.
Okay, the next thing we have is the Far Cry 3 Blood Dragon trailer.
Wow.
That shit looks so dope. Come on now. That looks so cool.
I think this might be another good, bad game. But like, they're doing that on purpose. Like, they're trying to be corny and bad on purpose, obviously.
Yeah.
It is.
It had a Grindhouse trailer feel to it that I fucking just love. Yeah. Like Fist in the North Star combined with, you know, anything old school looked very cool.
Yeah, very 80s. But yeah, I remember when the rumors of this started coming out, they did it right around April Fool's Day just to see if people would think it was a joke. And so many people did. They just didn't think that it was real because it was too out there. But it's real.
Mm-hmm.
And it's coming in May. And I've heard some of the soundtrack. The soundtrack's actually pretty good. You can find it out there. It's just the music, you know. It's just the score. It's not like lyrics and stuff. But it sounds pretty good. And yeah, it looks crazy and cybernetic. And
it definitely seems to have personality, which is something gaming can always use. I think it wrote to me, I think I still would have chosen like a Voss. Like origin story or something like that, or you know, his earlier years, or you know, something centered around him, either playing as him or you know, with him in it a lot, since he wasn't in Far Cry 3 as much as I would have liked. But I mean, this, like I said, this has a lot of personality, it's weird, so why not?
Sure,
yeah. Voss was definitely like the best part of that game, but
yeah,
I mean, this DLC dude, it feels like someone like did Duke Nukem like right. That's how it feels like. I felt like I was looking at the proper iteration of like how Duke Nukem should be represented. And now it looks so
maybe
fucking cool.
I think this could not be that great in some ways. It depends on the gameplay for me, because it really, the open world stuff is what made Far Cry 3 so great. When you had to go into the caves and it was corridor crap, I didn't like it that much. But if this is, you know, like you said, Duke Nukem, or if this is, you know, more corridor type shooting, then that's focusing on the game's weakness. With this setting, I don't know, maybe with the setting, it'll still have that open world predator, you're the hunter type feel to it. Who knows? But if it's corridor based or linear based, then that'll be a letdown for me.
Right. Yeah. And I don't know that much about it yet, so I just...
But they did show a lot of interiors in the little gameplay we did. That's what made my mind go like, oh no, I hope it's not, you know, a lot of linear stuff, since it was a lot of interiors.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can understand why you would get that impression. Hopefully there'll be more stuff soon, though. I'm sure there will be, because overall people are pretty excited for it. There's a small segment of people who, you know, are like, please don't make this be true.
I mean, it's just DLC. It's not like, they still could do something like Voss related later on. It's not just going to be one piece of DLC for this. It's not, I get it, if this was Far Cry 4, I get why someone would maybe be pissed, but it's just DLC for it.
Yeah,
this is like their attempt at Undead Nightmare, which is also really good.
Yeah, so, that's probably my favorite DLC.
Yeah. Red Dead Redemption still never disappoints, does it? Good stuff. We need more of that game. When are they going to come out with more of that?
Yeah. Too bad. Rockstar should have supported that better. They supported GTA 4 better than Red Dead, which, I mean, I get why, but...
But Red Dead was amazing.
Yeah, I prefer GTA 4.
All right, the next story is that Batman Arkham Origins is now official. They have made an official announcement on it. See, I'm excited for it, but it's just not going to be by Rocksteady. It's going to be by Warner Brothers.
Yeah.
And what concerns me is what Warner Brothers did to my Fear games. So, But I hope, since they have the same engine, I'm hoping that it's going to stay pretty true. Because I did love Arkham City just, oh my God, so much. And I would like them to keep the spirit of that going.
I don't know. I will have to see it. I mean, I think the basic concept that's been released sounds pretty cool. But the two big strikes for me, you named one, Rocksteady not making a game is one big one. And it releasing, what, October of this year. It's just like, seriously? Like, what? And that's another weird thing for me with that. Between that and Saints Row 4 and some other stuff, like games, you know, being announced like 6 months before they released, just in some ways I get what it seems cool, but in some ways it feels like it's a rush money grab.
Well, I wonder how much that has to do with the consoles, you know, the next gen stuff. I wonder if that's affecting it in any way for whatever reason, you know.
This has been happening before, though. like Syndicate. Well, Syndicate true. Felt like it got announced like in October, and then it got released in like January, February of the following year. I mean, it has happened like throughout this generation a little bit.
Right, that's true.
Yeah, I think it's definitely marketing driven. They don't want to get to a point where the conversation is totally dominated by the new consoles, where they just aren't even recognized. So might as well get out early and get ahead of that.
Sure.
So, or why didn't you just make it for next gen?
That's a good point, because I mean, unfortunately, I probably won't be playing it because I'll be waiting for anything next gen. Like, that's just how I roll. Like, once it gets to that point in a console's, you know, lifespan, I will not buy anything else that comes out around that same quarter or period. I won't.
I mean, I still think I get why you're like that, but for me, I still think they have to earn it. And I have to wait to hear the PS4 launch titles before I decide, oh yeah, I'm getting that in November, 100% sure. Like right now, I'm more like 70-80% sure. But it still depends on those launch titles. Cause I am the dumbass who waited and spent $600 for a PS3, and which I shouldn't have done either one of those things. So and you know, I'm not gonna repeat the same mistake.
Yes, anyone listening, do not take Vince's advice then.
Well, that was the younger, dumber me. I mean, that's just a gamer thing. I think just waiting outside for a game, a console, anything is stupid now that I'm older.
Okay, well, then I'm stupid then. I did that for the 360 right outside of Walmart, dude.
Well, it being Walmart is that
more of a classic.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
Yeah,
it's 24 hours. I can't believe still went inside.
Right, exactly. Like you know what was bad about that, dude? Like the day it came out, I remember that some people walked into Costco, which was right across the street, or Sam's Club, and I had a Sam's Club card, and they had the dopest bundle. It came with like two games, a controller, and the console for like $500, I think. And I was like, what the? I waited out here all night, and I just have this shitty console. Console, no games. Like, what am I doing?
Yeah.
What am I doing with my life right now? I had to think about things after that.
It's funny.
Yeah.
I mean, I got a 360 quick too, but like, what? Why did I get a 360 quickly? So I could play Call of Duty 2. Like, there's no, or like Perfect Dark Zero. There's no. This time they actually have to earn it for me.
That's fair. Condemned was dope. That was.
Yeah, it was okay. Yeah, it was interesting.
Yeah, but yeah, depending on what Microsoft does, I may be getting a PlayStation 4 day one.
Mm.
I will get one of them day one, just don't know which one right now.
Right. I will probably do Xbox because that's where a bulk of my friends are. So that just makes the most sense for me.
If it's this year, Donna. If it's this year.
If it's this year, right? Because why? If I won't have friends next year?
Well, I'm about deciding between the two.
Oh, I gotcha.
If the console actually comes out this year, yeah.
Well, either way, I'll end up getting both because that's just what I do, given that, you know, I work in the industry and stuff.
You have a Wii U?
I don't. Okay. I decided to do that. I did decide not to do
what
that.
What if the 720 somehow looks worse than Wii U, though? Like, what if it just looks like a lamer console than that?
Do you really think?
I don't think it's possible. I'm just saying, like, would you still get it?
I don't think it's possible. Again, it would probably depend on what my friends do, just because I want to be able to play with them.
Mm-hmm.
So if a lot of them said, no, we're all going to switch over to PS3, I would probably go that way. But the problem is I don't like to play shooters on the PS3.
The PS4, yeah.
I mean,
PS4, yeah, but it won't have that hanging tooth, as you put it. On the back. It won't have that on the back of it anymore. Out, hopefully.
Which I hope to gross you out like that. But yeah, that's true. But I don't know if you've ever heard that explanation before, Marquise, if you've listened to the show.
Yeah, no. I have no fucking clue what you guys are talking about.
I said the the
PS3 controller.
Yeah, the PS3 controller, the like R3 or R2.
R2, L2, feel like hanging.
They're really low. For some, it's like they're like a loose tooth. And like that's the first time Vince was like, oh.
That is a gross analogy.
But that's what it's like.
Yeah, I mean, it's accurate, but it's gross.
So, anyhow.
What was on my Batman?
Yes, we were talking.
So, okay, I'm kind of in the middle because of the release date and developer. Marquise doesn't care because he's jumping to the next bandwagon. Donna, what did you say? Yeah. How you felt
about
Batman?
What?
Do you care?
Yeah, I want to like this game because I love the Batman games.
Mm. Oh, just losing Rocksteady is like a big loss.
It is huge. It is huge. But, you know, we liked Halo when Bungie didn't do it, so.
But is ex-Bungie guys made Halo 4?
Well, I guess that's true, but. But, you know, they can.
This is more like a BioShock 1 to BioShock 2 change.
Yeah, it is. And I am, that's, like I said, I'm reluctant only because I know what Warner Brothers did to Fear, and that really pissed
but
me
was
off,
that
but...
was that Warner Brothers Montreal though?
Oh, I have no idea.
Okay. But, I mean, what do you mean what they did to Fear? Fear was never good.
Fear was
it was always mediocre.
No, Fear 3 was mediocre.
The first Fear was interesting.
They're all of them are like good C level games.
I'm a Fear fangirl.
You're the only one.
Maybe, but I loved them. And,
so we have a Fear fan and a Halo Wars fan. That's awesome.
Yep. Damn straight.
Yeah, if you make a bad game, I will play.
Maybe we should make a Fear RTS, and you two could just love it together.
There you go.
That's right.
Day one, camping out for
defeat
it.
Defeat a little girl is all you got to do. Defeat a little girl who rapes you and gets pregnant by you.
What?
Yeah, well. She was a little girl when she raped you.
She was all older. That's weird. Let's not talk about Fear.
Let's not.
Well, you know, I have a question. So is Rock... Do you guys think Rocksteady is done with that Silver Age game that they were supposedly, you know, making? Like...
Isn't this game?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, is this that? Yeah. Or are they still possibly going to produce that?
I think this is... I think that rumor is based off this.
Okay.
And it's interesting because a few different news stories I saw, one was on our site, some were other places. A lot of people were guessing that they're working on Superman right now, or a Superman game.
Oh, why? Why?
I forgot. You hate Superman. But for those of us who are indifferent or like him, Superman could be a good game.
Yeah, I think it could be. It just depends on how they do it.
Yeah. Oddly, I'd rather see a Wonder Woman game, but I think she has that mythology behind her that would be more interesting. And she has that more, just power-wise, she's more vulnerable than Superman. So I think that lends credence to her. But with the Superman movie coming out this summer and everything, and Warner Brothers wants to do a Justice League so they can get that Avengers money. So It would make sense for them to start switching their focus away from Batman to Superman.
Bad choice, but you're right. They will do it.
Like, I mean, even though you don't like Superman, you still have to, you know, there's still like tens, hundreds of millions of people who like Superman.
Who do.
Yeah.
No, for sure. And they'll go see the movie, you know, the first weekend that it comes out, and it'll do, you know, gangbusters, but it will not live on. That's like, I can almost guarantee that. It's something about the character and his cheesiness that just does not.
He doesn't have to be cheesy though. Like, he doesn't, for these Zack Snyder trailers so far, he doesn't look cheesy at all.
Well, so, did you just say Zack Snyder, right?
Yeah.
You've seen Watchmen, right?
I like Watchmen. Watchmen's a good ass movie.
I like Watchmen too.
Wait.
Watchmen is a good movie.
You liked Watchmen?
Against Watchmen. Watchmen is one, other than Nolan's movies, Watchmen is probably one of my favorite comic book movies, right up there with V for Vendetta.
Okay, so V is great. Have you read Watchmen though?
No, and I don't read comics.
God, see, you are,
You don't need to read the source material to judge the movie. I didn't read Lord of the Rings, and I don't like fucking Lord of the Rings movies.
Man, well, maybe then I'm in a different sect, because I read the book originally in hopes to see a really dope movie, and like the first two thirds of the movie were good, and that last third just killed it.
Because you didn't like that they changed the ending.
They changed everything.
Endings, I know what the comic ending is. The comic ending is fucking stupid. I'm glad they changed it.
No, it's not. It's relative to the basis of the book, like, or of the entire like world, which is
the blonde guy gets a big alien squid to attack New York City rather than him pinning a nuclear explosion on Dr. Manhattan. Yeah, I'd rather see a goddamn squid Godzilla destroy New York than what happened in the movie.
I mean, they could have changed the character model of what destroys New York. I mean, but the point is that Dr. Manhattan isn't blamed for anything.
That's
this is
cooler. That's better.
That shit is
that's better.
It's dumber because
it has the Dark Knight ending to it. And he was fine with the happening since he was done with humanity anyway.
If you only had read
But I mean, you don't have to read the source material. I don't need to read the Game of Thrones books to review the TV show.
I know, but you're supposed to at least stay somewhat, you know, symmetrical with and parallel to the actual.
No, you can change it however you want. Just, like, The Walking Dead changes a lot of stuff. They changed it for the worse, but they still changed a lot of stuff.
My point. It's for the worst.
But that's the thing, though. If you change it for the worst, Game of Thrones does change stuff, but the changes I've read that they change are, in my opinion, for the better.
Man, your mind is at conflict constantly, then. Because V for Vendetta is awesome.
Yeah, I like V for Vendetta.
And Watchmen is not awesome. It's decent.
No, it's really
because
good.
Of that change.
It's really good. You're saying that but you're coming from that as a comic fan, perhaps fanboy for Watchmen. I'm coming as I'm judging it strictly as a movie. Like, Don and I are judging strictly as a movie, and it's a good movie.
Yeah, I thought it was a good movie.
So the sex owl scene was good. That was good. That was like entertaining.
Sex owl.
I don't remember a sex.
The owl, the sex inside of the big owl ship. That was like entertaining. That was purposeful. She was awful. That part
if
was
you,
so
if you have to
awful.
Bring up a sex scene to say how bad it is, then it was a good movie.
Oh, God.
Welcome to my world, Marquise.
And now you're agreeing with me, so shut up.
I do agree. I just like it when it's someone, not me. When it's someone else has to deal with it and not me.
But yeah, I mean, it's a good movie. Right behind Nolan movies, that's the best comic book movie so far. Screw the Marvel movies. They're fun, dumb popcorn movies. But Watchmen is better than every Marvel's movie besides maybe Avengers.
Avengers, yeah.
So if you had to choose between that and V, like, you would choose Watchmen over V?
Yeah, I would probably choose V. They're about even, but V wins slightly for me.
Okay.
Anyway, this isn't a movies podcast. We do have a movies podcast. Go check out the plot hole.
Plot hole.
Yes, they're good. Unlike Superman. Yeah.
Oh, wow. All right. The next story is that, okay, I don't know how many people saw the whole Twitter controversy about the Always Online 720 mm-hmm. with Adam Orth, but anyhow, that went on, and people were complaining that about the Always Online thing with future consoles, and he was basically kind of, he basically was like, just deal with it, dudes, that's just...
So, like, you start from the beginning, for those who don't know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's just it, is that Microsoft Studios, the creative director, Adam Orth, left the company because last week people were griping on Twitter about the fact that there's all these rumors saying that future consoles are going to go to always online, that you always have to be online in order to play the games on them. That's what's rumored. And he said that he didn't understand what the whole drama was behind it, and he told people to, quote, deal with it. Mm-hmm. And that, I guess, was not considered the best PR move. So he left. And he was let go, I guess. And Microsoft made a statement saying, quote, we apologize for the inappropriate comments by an employee on Twitter yesterday.
So wait, so he was fired. He said the comments, then he was fired, or was he fired, then he said the comments?
No, he was said the comments and then was fired.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, so that was a big to do. That happened, I think, what, Saturday?
Mm. I'm not sure if he deserved to get fired for that. I get why Microsoft would do it, but
it seems a little heavy-handed, yeah. Right? Yeah.
I would have been like, you have to go apologize and
right.
Maybe, you know, maybe done something else behind the scenes, but I think firing seems pretty strong. It reminds me of a month or two ago, the woman complained at a tech conference that the guys made a penis joke about dongles, and then that got the guy fired, and then then right after, everyone went after the woman, and then the woman got fired for complaining about the guys.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah, this happened maybe in February, March, and yeah, I mean, she kind of started the whole situation. She's an asshole for even going to Twitter and complaining about these guys making a dongle joke at this, you know, tech conference. So she kind of started it, yeah. But I don't think anybody deserves to get, you know, fired from it.
Yeah, people have done far worse and have still held their jobs.
Yeah, I mean, George Bush started a fake war. Come on. Just to throw that out there.
Anyway. Oh, wow. Okay. This is a podcast that's covering many, many different aspects of today, apparently. Just be sure to send an email to Vince on all this.
I mean, this is not even debatable. Well, we don't need to talk about that, but that's hardly even debatable.
It's not.
I have yet to see any weapons of mass destruction.
I haven't either. Well, but this is a gaming podcast.
Let's talk about Superman.
Well, we've yet to see the Xbox either, right? So
let's talk about Superman. Superman and Watchmen episode next.
Then the Iraq War after that.
No, but seriously, though, if Xbox does this always online thing, it's terrible. It'll be a bad choice. Yeah.
I'm afraid so, too, because of the server issues. And companies, I just don't have a lot of faith that they're going to learn.
Yeah.
And I don't want to buy a game and be told I'm not going to be able to get in and play
mm-hmm.
because they weren't prepared for this.
I mean, and what's the added benefit for us as the consumer? Like, really isn't anything. Like when the PS3 came out and it cost so much, a lot of that had to do with Blu-ray. And but the upside with Blu-ray is that, you know, it could hold more information and all this other stuff. And it could be a Blu-ray player. So, I mean, it was kind of worth that extra cost because that's the only way I would even own a Blu-ray player is because I have a PS3. But, like, with this always always online. If that is the case, then like, how does that benefit me at all?
Sure.
It doesn't. It's all
DRM.
Digital rights.
Yep.
Yeah.
And there's just got to be a better way to handle DRM, because this is just nonsense. I feel like it's gotten just insane because the customer pays too much for it. It's like,
well, it's funny, they already. Huh? Yeah.
Go on.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, it's just they're punishing their customers. They're doing this blanket punishment. I don't think it's fair.
Mm-hmm. And you think they're just doing it for pirates?
Yeah, yeah, and piracy is not something that's altogether common on consoles.
Yeah, I mean, if a pirate wants to play a game that much, they'll just go to PS4 and do it, since PS4 probably isn't going to be always online. Or they could, you know, make it work on PC. They can make a 360 exclusive work on. I'm pretty sure that's possible. Maybe that's just magic. But anyway, maybe they can do that. Like, it's gonna, if they want to do it, there'll always be a way. There'll be a way to circumvent always online if they want. If they just want free games that badly and they're that tech savvy.
Right. But the thing is that, and I, you know, as someone who works in the gaming industry, I suspect that if anybody from my company were to hear me say this, they probably wouldn't like it. But I think that, you know, I feel like the customers have been treated so poorly because of this stuff that they're just gonna, they don't want to lose their money again. You know, $60 is a lot of money for somebody, and I am not advocating piracy whatsoever. But I think that people are just, they feel like this is just yet another burn from the gaming industry. And, you know, why should they trust us?
I don't get that vibe at all. Like, how do you think gamers have been burnt by the industry?
Well, you don't read forums on a major developer's.
Well, I mean, forums are the cesspool of anything. Like, is that's the extreme views. It's like me going on a KKK forum to look for race issues. Like, that wouldn't be the best place to look for level-headed thoughts.
Yeah, but it's also the place that people go. If somebody stops by the Ubisoft forums and creates an account in order to give feedback on the way they're treated or on their game, that should carry some weight besides just going to.
But if they want to do all those steps, that already shows how extreme they are.
They're not the typical case.
Just like with Yelp. Like, you only can trust Yelp so far because it's either a 1-star or it's a 5-star. They either had the worst experience ever or they had the best experience ever. There's really hardly any critical analysis, you know, pros and con reviews on Yelp.
Yeah, but I hear what Donna's saying. Like, there's been like three major things going on in games, right? At least like towards the end of the generation, which is like one, DRM. So you have games coming out with constantly offering season passes, which is kind of like code name for let's make sure you purchase the title and then you can play the game or whatever your key to get into the game is. Then you have microtransactions in your game. I don't know if you play, if anyone plays any sports games, but like if you've played the new like NBA 2K13, it's awful for that reason alone. Like, they microtransactions the hell out of that game. And it's like, this is a console game and they're, you know, venturing into that now. And then you have incomplete games where you have DLC to, you know, finish your experience, like for Assassin's Creed or Mass Effect 3. So those little things, like people are, or developers are kind of chipping away at that. Hey, I purchased this game. I want the experience. You're not giving the full experience, you know, to me that I already purchased and giving you my full amount of money. So I can see how certain people would like want to just take the game however they, you know, by whatever means they have, and how, you know, consumers can find a reason to not want to be all in and be supportive of always online.
Mm-hmm.
On top of all the other things I've listed already. So.
Right. And then there's just no, you can't return a game. So if you've gone to a website.
Well, you can again.
How?
Go to Best Buy and talk to a dumb chick who works there.
Oh, lovely. No, you can't return a game.
I've been in the customer service line at Best Buy and Walmart and stuff and seen people return open games.
I've returned to open PlayStation. What is that? What was the one before the Vita? The handheld?
What, PSP?
PSP.
PSP, yeah. I've returned to PSP before. Open
yeah,
and everything.
Yeah, but a PSP, yes, but not a game. I mean, the norm isn't that you can return a game, is what I'm saying. Oh, yeah. Some people might get away with it, but that's not the norm.
You need some charisma, Donna. Then you'll be fine. Oh, I'll give you lessons.
I'm not speaking for myself, though. I'm speaking for...
But why would you need return a game anyway?
Because if a game sucks, if you go to a...
You can't do that, though. You can't be like, yo, I got Armageddon on Blu-ray. It fucking sucks. Can I bring it
back? No. But what I'm saying is that if I buy a game and there's problems with the servers, or if there's a game-breaking glitch and it's not patched, or there's nothing done so you can play that game, you have no repercussions with that game. And you can complain. You can go to a social media outlet or a forum or wherever and say, you know, this is bullshit. You need to fix this. But if it doesn't get fixed, what are you going to do? You've wasted $60 of your money.
It depends on the case.
And that's what I'm saying.
It does depend on the case, though. Like Amazon and Steam and the War Z, they stopped selling the game. I believe they took refunds back for it because what they said the player count was and other stuff wasn't accurate, right. And so they corrected it. So it does depend on the game and on the seller.
It does, but for the overwhelming majority, I think people don't feel like they have any rights in this type of a purchase. And I think that, and you know, until they change the way this stuff is handled, that it's just going to be this ongoing problem. I really do. There's got to be a different way. I don't know. I'm not the ideas person, but there's got to be a different way to do this.
Yeah.
And I feel bad. I go to my forums every day, and whether there's some complaints that are 100% valid and there's some complaints that are ridiculous. But, you know, for people who can't play a game and haven't been able for months, I feel bad for them. And, you know, what am I going to, I can't do anything to help them besides say, I'll pass this along. And I wish that all companies were just more sympathetic to their customer.
Mm-hmm.
In gaming. Plus, you don't, you know, Entertainment Fuse is a company who will not say, okay, we will rate your game positively if you're an advertiser. We don't do that. I'm glad we don't do that. But there are companies that will do that. And so people will say, okay, fine, I'll read the reviews, but they don't know where they can trust. So they'll read a review, oh, this game, you know, Duke Nukem Forever is a 10 out of 10. It's the best game ever made. And then they get at home and they're like, okay, this game's crap. So there, I think that we need to just take a step back. The gaming industry needs to take a step back and look at how they need to treat their customers in a more fair way, I think. But I still don't think that, by no means am I saying that people should pirate games. I think that if people are that upset with the way a developer or publisher handles their customers, they should just not buy the game and don't pirate it.
Yeah, I know people like that would like give Bethesda as an example, because since their games are usually launch unfinished and then they maybe patch it later. Like I know people who refuse to buy Bethesda games since they kind of, I don't want to say half-ass it, but they kind of do half-ass it during launch, and then they fix it later. So, I mean, yeah, I mean, you talk with your money instead of on forums.
Well, I mean, do both. It's just that all I ask is that when you go to the forums, just keep in mind that the moderators and the forum managers are not the CEO of the company. So if you scream at us, it really doesn't do any good. All we do is relay information. Don't, you know... I get so many messages in a day. Fix the game, goddamn you! Just shut up. Don't tell us you're going to pass on the information. Just fix the goddamn game.
Why don't you
game.
Fix like, this the goddamn yeah. game, Donna? Make me a sandwich.
Right. It's like I can't do that. I'm sorry.
Just fix it. Go in the code and goddamn fix it.
Your servers are down. Walk over to the server and reset the button. Yeah, because A, I work right there next to the server. I work from home. And B, because IT departments would just love it if you go just pressing buttons on their server. So, but, you know, really, I think that there just needs to be an overhaul on how the whole
thing I mean, starts. Always online is a really stupid answer for that. And just for obvious reasons, like, not everyone has high-speed internet. And even those of us who have it might not have it all the time, because sometimes I get outages here, and the idea that I can't play an outage, I can't play during an outage, or if I, like, when I moved apartments, I didn't have cable or internet for like 2 days because I had to wait for slow ass Time Warner to hook it up. So I couldn't play again. If we're going by 720 rules, if it's true, then I couldn't play games during that time, or, you know, there's a lot of different variables to this. Right. And you know, don't live in some boondocks area that doesn't have a high-speed internet. And it was interesting. I didn't fully read the article, but I'm pretty sure from what I remember, Cliffy B had came out and said he agreed with always online and you shouldn't like stop progress just for the few, just for minority cases like for people who don't have high-speed internet.
Yeah, but that's like
half the world, right? Like,
and the thing is, though, is that it's a stupid thing to have that for a game that's a single player game anyway. I disagree with Cliffy B if he said that. I know he wrote something up on it. I don't know what he said in the statement because I did not read it. I just saw a headline when I was looking for news. But I have to disagree. And, you know, I'm sure that, you know, I don't know Cliffy B. I've never met the guy, but he's coming from an upper management point of view.
And he's coming from a millionaire
point of view, who's got a lot of money. Yeah. So, you know, what happens if they're going to make it so that it's always online. You're going to have to not only have the online pass for a multiplayer, that online little code that they give you is going to include single player because they don't want you to play rentals. So now...
Fuck with my rentals, okay?
that's what the stuff
I don't know. I don't know. I think GameFly is too popular. I think GameFly would. I don't know. I don't know. I couldn't see that happening.
Well, I hope you're right.
Especially if like Netflix eventually gets involved in the gaming stuff, like they said they were like what, a year ago, 2 years ago, or whatever. Like you say, who cares?
No, I said, and then they didn't.
I was talking about Marquise.
Oh, I see.
All right, well, you didn't say that, but...
No.
But, yeah, I mean, Netflix getting involved in gaming. Game rentals would be really good, too. But, I mean, just between them and Gamefly, I can't see rentals ever going away.
I hope you're right. Or used games, even.
I think used games are still stupid. Like... It's $10 off for a new game. Like, just fucking spend $60 instead of $50. It's not a big deal.
I guess.
I mean, if used games were like $25, $30 off, I would get it. But is it turning a new... Like, it's not worth it.
Nope, well, it sure isn't. And especially if that developer no longer could make games because you didn't buy the actual game for just $10. Yeah.
But until I know that I can get a game that doesn't have a game-breaking glitch in it, I'm going to go buy a used game because I know I can take that used game back.
No doubt, yeah.
I mean, but between Twitter and Facebook and, you know, Xbox Live and all this other stuff, it's not that hard to figure out if a game is working or not.
It's not. You do need to do research, but the thing is that when...
Like 30 seconds of research.
When there's something that's put out as a final product, you should be able to assume. Now, whether or not people think the game sucks or not is a different story. But when you buy a game, you should be able to have a good amount of comfort that there isn't a glitch that's going to break the game. And if there is, that it's going to get patched quickly.
Eh. I mean, I think that goes for any industry, though. Like, car recalls happen all the time, food recalls happen all the time because somehow poop got in it. Like, it's any industry has, like, you know, not the product might not work as advertised. But anyway, I don't want to spend too much time on Always Online, because this is just a stupid rumor that hopefully won't even be true.
Well, I'll say this, Vincent. You remember you and I talked during the GDC conversation, and we talked about, like, the whole how social media could affect the way people perceive the upcoming, you know, Xbox console. And this is just another thing. Like, the longer they take to actually say, hey, this is what's coming out, this is what it's going to do, they are going to continue to get weird and bad press. Like, it's just,
I mean, they do have something scheduled for what, May 20th or May 21st.
Well, even that's a rumor. Yeah. Like, it's not actually anything, like, they've said. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, either way, between now and E3, something will be said. Like, I don't think waiting until then is a shot in the foot or anything.
Well, maybe for someone who actually works at Microsoft, I mean, someone just got fucking fired.
But I mean, that's because he got himself fired, though. Even though I don't agree with it, it was still a dumb thing to say.
But I mean, it wasn't the worst thing to say. But it, I mean, still, like, if the Xbox had already been announced and, like, this is what it was and people already kind of knew going into it, I don't think anyone would have really cared. They just would have said, okay, that's real pretentious of Microsoft.
No, I think the internet would have blown up. If it happens in February, it happens in May or June. Like, either way, the internet is going to blow up about it.
Well, maybe, but just the fact that it's not out yet just gives this as, like, the...
But people won't remember this in 2 months if it's not true.
Sure. But, like, how many people have you already lost, considering that are assuming this is true?
No one. Really? If it's not true, they haven't lost anybody. If it is true, they were going to lose those people either way.
Well, they're on the verge of losing me.
But if it's not true, though, why would you care that it was always online rumor?
What do you mean?
If it's not true, why would they lose you?
Well, I mean, in the grand sense of things, that there isn't really anything to support why I should buy whatever they're selling, considering they haven't teased or mentioned anything about what they're selling. Because another system, the PlayStation 4, has already been announced. You know what
but
I mean?
The 720 might be better, though.
It may be, but right now it's not.
Either way, you got to wait till November. It's not like the PS4 is coming out in May. Either way, you got to wait till November.
No, I mean, I have to wait to buy it, but I don't have to wait to make a decision. Like, right now, my decision is I'm going to get a piece of PlayStation 4. I mean, we all know that something is going to come out from Xbox, but right now, in reality, nothing. Nothing's coming out.
That's weird. That's weird logic to me. Donna, how do you feel?
If there's no Always Online, I don't think it's an issue. It doesn't matter. I'm going to wait and make that and a judgment after I hear about that. I'm with you, Vince. Sorry.
No, that's fine.
It kills me to say it, too.
That's fine. I mean, we're following it, though, you know, day by day, whereas the general consumer is not. So they hear that I may not be able to play this, and, like, that may or may not be true when it comes out, right? But nonetheless, it's a rumor that can get started, that can be assumed is true, and that person may be lost when it comes down to time to purchase. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, but I think average Joe consumer doesn't even know what a Durango or 720 is.
But they do know what a PlayStation 4 is. That's my point.
Maybe, like, maybe not.
Yeah.
Maybe. They don't even know what a Wii U is, so I don't think they know what a PS4 is. They think a Wii U is an extension to the Wii.
Extension to the Wii. Yeah.
An add-on.
Yeah.
Something you put into the side.
Yeah, that's what a Wii U is, right?
No, it's a university that teaches how to make Wii games.
I thought you were going to say make love for some reason, but okay.
What? Oh, wow.
Like, Wii, it teaches you how to Wii each other all night long.
Very interested.
Too much Wii talk.
How this became that. But anyhow.
Anyway, Superman.
Superman, yeah. Superman in a rock.
He would kick their asses if he went to Iraq. They probably got their hands on kryptonite, though.
Okay, that's... the last story, and it's more, again, to bring up just discussion, is that the The Crytek CEO made a statement saying that 60% of games are is graphics. And I just mostly wanted to bring it up to just talk about it and see what you guys think, because I feel that that's that graphics are important, but I would rather have a better story or just good fluid game like controls and things like that than perfect.
Yeah. I mean, isn't that surprising they came from Crytek? Because graphics are really the only thing they know how to do. Their story is mediocre at best, and gameplay is just okay. So them going on the graphics side of things makes sense. I wouldn't agree with it at all. Look at most people's game of the year last year, The Walking Dead. It didn't look ugly at all. It had a interesting comic look to it. But people were interested for the writing and for the characters and things like that. Even Uncharted. Like Uncharted was about, the set pieces and about the dialogue and characters. It's not about the graphics.
Right. And you think about how popular Minecraft is, for heaven's sake. I know. But I mean, that's not because of the graphics.
Yeah.
So I've not played Minecraft, so I can't give
a It does look horrible.
Perspective on it, but it's very popular. So
for some reason.
But yeah, I mean, I just don't quite agree with that. But yes, of course, they're going to spin it that way.
Yeah, I mean, to me, would be like Michael Bay saying movies are all about explosions.
Sure.
Yeah, of course, Michael Bay is going to say that because that's what he knows how to do. He can't write for shit. He can't direct for shit. He can't, all he can do is direct pretty good, but sometimes confusing action scenes.
But I still thought the first Crysis was very good, though. But
it felt more like a tech demo than like a full on game. But I thought,
huh? Really?
Yeah. But I did like the first. I did like the first Crysis. The ones after that were a big letdown.
Yeah. All right.
I don't know. Yeah.
What do you think, Marquise?
I think he should flip around his numbers for sure. Like, definitely 60% of your game is actually story. 40% is. I mean, I can name like five games right now that are 10 times better than anything Crytek has put out. I mean, Portal, it does not have the best graphics, but the gameplay and the story is what continues to drive you back to it.
Right.
Like you said, Vince, The Walking Dead Journey has even been on, people's, another, journalists like Game of the Year list. And, you think about all the different mobile titles that cost almost nothing to make, but, are really engaging experiences. So. Mm-hmm. I mean, graphics, there has to come to a point, right? Like some type of singularity where like people just say, hey, I don't really care how good it looks. Just give me something good to play and something that is going to stay with me for a little while. And I don't know if that has been accomplished yet because, Call of Duty still is king, on consoles, and no one really plays the single player. It's all about the multiplayer. So,
but I mean, that goes against him, though, because that's 100, just like, almost 100% gameplay. That's not, because I wouldn't say Call of Duty's ugly, but I wouldn't say Call of Duty isn't that great looking. And people obviously aren't playing the multiplayer for the story characters because there are none. So that's like almost 100% gameplay right there.
Yeah, sure. But, the point is that they accomplished that, and I'm imagining it cost, a pretty handsome amount to actually create that game where half of that game is not even experienced by the masses, right? They're really just playing the multiplayer, the part that stands out. So if games in the future can focus on that, besides like, hey, we have to make a pretty game that is stunning and is all a ruse to just get you to purchase it, Like you said before, word of mouth gets around, and if someone says enough that, hey, this is a fucking great game, then it'll get purchased, and people will play it, and it'll live on and, actually get you to purchase more DLC for it in the future versus it looks good, but it's a piece of shit, so.
Right. I agree. I think they just need to find some good writers and make beautiful games with a good story is what Crytek needs to do. Just get some
They need to stop making first-person shooters. That's what they need to do. As regards to the industry, once they stop doing that, it'll make people become more creative, I think, to make new experiences.
Well, FPS can be creative. Look at BioShock Infinite.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it could also be flawed, too, right? Because, like, your scope of view is just that. And it's also like, hey, we made this awesome game that's supported by this huge and enormous and massive story, but we're limited because we, at the end of the day, you're just shooting and killing people. And, like, you know, would you rather do that or would you rather watch it in, like, a film? You know, that's debatable. But, like, there has to be a different model, right, to, like, convey an awesome story like that besides, like, you put your cursor over something and pull the trigger. There has to be more to it than that because I feel like BioShock was such a good story that, like, you could have a different gameplay mechanic besides, you know, shooting. I mean, you could be sneaking, you know, theoretically in that game to get to your goal, too.
But so. I didn't think it being an FPS ever hindered the game.
No, I didn't either.
Well, it's not a hindrance, but it doesn't expand the abilities and the innovation, I think, of what games should be or could be. Everything relies on and sells because of first person shooters, and that's just kind of the go to. That's what everyone knows.
Well, while I agree with you that I think if there were fewer first person shooters out there, it might create more innovation and new ideas and concepts. I don't think that just because something's a shooter doesn't mean that it can't be. I just think that people have gotten lazy and have just relied strictly on gun play mechanics, and that's it.
Yeah. I mean, some of the best stories are shooters or they involve shooting. Like we already said, BioShock Infinite, the Mass Effect series. What you do most in Uncharted is shoot stuff. You do platform and climb a lot, but you shoot more than you climb. So, yeah. I mean, I don't think it has to be The Walking Dead for it to have a good story or right. Heavy Rain.
Right. I don't either. But I do think that we are a bit saturated, too. So I would say I agree with both of you a little bit on each of these.
Yeah. I get where Marcus is coming from.
I do. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, we both get a point. Yes.
So, see, I was good there. While I did agree with Vince, I didn't 100% agree with him. So it wasn't I was thinking.
It's okay. My life has been a lonely island, so that's okay.
Oh. Forever alone? No.
Forever.
Anyway, shall we wrap this up then? Are we done?
Yeah.
Okay. you can find us at entertainmentfuse.com on Facebook. It's facebook.com/entertainmentfuse, twitter.com/entertainfuse. You can find me, Donna, at Frag Queen on Twitter and Evil Pixie Gurr with 3 R's everywhere else, Facebook, Xbox, PlayStation, Steam, all those. Marquise, would you like to let everybody know how they can contact you?
Yeah, definitely go to the site, read the articles. We love that. Engage me on Twitter at The Jungle Creed. Banter with me, debate with me. Tell me how good Watchmen is or isn't.
Yeah, I was going to say, they should argue with you about Superman and Watchmen.
Yeah.
Especially Watchmen.
All come. Yes, all debaters come. Come one, come all.
Yeah. And you guys should subscribe, rate us, review us and stuff on iTunes.
Yes, you should. And if you should email me too. I don't know if Vince would answer your emails, but I
would. According to Marquise, I don't answer his emails. So
yeah, but they just disappear in the ether somewhere. So yes. Yeah.
They go to the alternate timeline. So I don't know where they go.
It's like BioShock Infinite.
Yeah.
It's
Yep, the same Vincent doesn't read my emails in numerous dimensions.
But yes, please feel free to email me with feedback, comments, questions, ideas, whatever, at donna@entertainmentfuse.com.
Yeah, I would like to get questions. I wonder what they're thinking, if they're wondering. They want us to talk about any like certain topic or anything.
Yeah, we would love that.
And you get to interact with Donna.
Oh, yay. They want to do that, though. Listen, I'm kind of not giving myself much credit.
Like, why would you want to talk to me?
Why would you want to talk to me? I want to talk to you guys, but I'm not sure why you guys would want to talk to me. Although I understand why you'd rather talk to me than Vince.
Yeah, I get that.
Anyway, thanks for listening, everybody, and we will be back in a week.